It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. Tuesday was the first day of early voting in New Mexico. The Las Cruces Sun News reported yesterday that voters were lined up around the Doñana County Government Center to vote, with some waiting over an hour to cast their ballots due to the large turnout of early voters. The Sun News also reported that the Doñana County Clerk's Office started to mail out absentee ballots on Tuesday. The deadline for applying for an absentee ballot in New Mexico is October 20th. U.S. borders have been closed to all but essential travel for 7 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. But as cases trend down in Texas, border leaders are renewing their calls for restrictions on non-essential travel to be lifted. Texas Public Radio's Maria Mendez has more.
In a letter to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Texas Border Coalition said it believes it is time for the current restrictions on non-essential travel to expire. The coalition of officials and business leaders also asked for bridge lanes closed by DHS in the summer to be reopened, and for additional Customs and Border Protection officers to be equipped with personal protective equipment to facilitate operations. Cameron County Judge Eddie Trevino said in a statement that, quote, "We need international travelers conducting crucial commercial activities to reinvigorate our economy, not waiting in line at the international ports of entry," end quote. The current restrictions remain in place through October 21st. I'm Maria Mendez in Laredo.
Time now for a local viewpoint. Conservationists and others are concerned about a rally planned for the area. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
There's a plan to attract thousands of people, many from other states, to a rally in which jeeps, trucks, and off-road vehicles race up and down the Rio Grande. The fourth annual River Run is scheduled for October 17th, with a smaller event set for the 10th. Organizers say they'll donate to a charity and to needy families any funds they raise. Others say the rally would be disastrous. A huge gathering of strangers eating, drinking, and laughing together could easily become a COVID-19 super spreader event. State health officials, state police, and Doñana Sheriff's Office are on alert. Rally organizers expect at least 1,000 people from Arizona alone, but New Mexico requires out-of-state visitors to quarantine for 14 days. Conservationists say the rally would harm the environment in several ways, including harm to migrating birds and to 4 riparian habitat restoration projects. SWEC Executive Director Kevin Bixby notes that the river is a living ecosystem. Pockets of water, which are fun to drive through, contain fish on which herons and egrets depend for food. The Mesilla Valley Audubon Society says the event would destroy insect larvae and other food sources needed by migrating birds. A spokesperson noted that there are other places to hold a rally, but the birds have only the one river. The rally would destroy vegetation, erode riverbanks, and spill a lot of oil and gas in the river. One conservationist said the community shouldn't support, quote, a monster truck ATV rally with hundreds or thousands of vehicles pummeling the corridor and threatening community investments and commitments, unquote, after the community has recognized the river as a functioning survival route for migratory and resident species, funded and worked on wetland and riparian restoration, and spent $200 million to raise levees. Doñana County Commissioner Shannon Reynolds said, "I'm in favor of outdoor recreation if it's done right, in cooperation with nature, not an abuse of nature, and with appropriate permitting." The event might not happen. Organizers had not realized they needed a special event permit from the International Boundary and Water Commission, which controls the riverbed. That process can be lengthy, since all departments, including environmental, review permit applications. Another requirement is appropriate liability insurance. So the event might get moved, although that still raises pandemic problems and could raise other environmental concerns. As often happens, both sides involve good people trying to do what they feel is good for the community. We should listen to all viewpoints and hope the current controversy educates all of us.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.